You're about to hear the end of a conversation that Anthony and I have had. Are you ever curious about what we're talking about? Well, you can hear all of those conversations because those conversations in full are delivered to our patrons.
Yep, you head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. You get all that bonus audio. You can also get early episodes and hangouts and secret mail. patreon.com/wehaveconcerns to find out how.
I'm in month 10, and it got way harder, bro.
You know what you have is you have one of those negative zone babies. The first 6 months is easy, and then the remaining 90 years are awful.
Oh, crap.
This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. And hello to a special guest in the anxiety chamber today, our pal Vernon Shaw.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome to the show, Vernon.
You may know Vernon from Hot Pepper Gaming. You may know him from a Game Grumps. But now Vernon and his friend Layton are, you're a video game designer now, buddy.
Yeah. Me and Layton co-created Dream Daddy, a dad dating simulator.
Dream Daddy, a dad dating simulator.
Look, this is, I keep having to yell this because I don't think enough people have like figured it out, but the acronym for Dream Daddy, a dad dating simulator is DDADDS, just dads, and I'm so proud of that.
Nice, dude. The title itself is a dad joke.
Yeah, we managed to insert.
It's a recursive dad joke.
So this is a game where you are a hot dad you are dating other hot single dads.
Yeah, you play as a dad and your goal is to meet and romance other dads. I mean, there's more than that, but like, yeah.
But this is like a dating simulator. It's a visual novel. There's like a long tradition of this kind of game.
Yeah, think a Hateful Boyfriend, the pigeon dating simulator, but more grounded in reality.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
think about the genre that was started by the pigeon simulator and then apply it to humans.
If you played that pigeon dating game and you thought, man, this is just way too fanciful for me.
What if they made a version of this where you could date other humans? I'm a human.
Yeah.
And I love to date other humans. Love to sex other humans. The game comes out tomorrow, July 13th.
Yep.
PC and Mac, I would imagine.
Yes.
And this is the first like Game Grumps video game.
Yeah. It's sort of weird how it came together where Layton actually came up with the idea. I've been friends with Layton for a really, really long time, and we went to Disneyland together once, and on the way we just started talking about the Delphs of Disneyland. I don't know if you're familiar with that Instagram account.
By law now, Disney owns your ideas.
Yeah,
if you come
tough.
Up with an idea at Disneyland,
it's real tough.
They
yeah.
own it.
The only thing they won't own is your death. If you die at Disneyland, they take you
they
off.
Disavow
they
that.
Take you off the property.
So she just told me like, hey, I've always had the idea of a dating simulator where you play as a dad and your goal is to meet and romance other dads, it was just perfect. And then we spent just the entire day at Disneyland thinking up of the sort of dads we would like today. So just imagine yourself.
Small World Dad.
Yeah.
Big
yeah.
Thunder Mountain Dad.
No, so, we
Small came up- World's a great place to come up with different dads. Because
That's
if you
true.
Need to come up with like all of the stereotypes for the different dads. And really, is the game set in the 50s when we didn't know much about race?
No, but I will say that we did, I believe, come up with Goth Dad in line for Haunted Mansion.
There you go.
So,
sure.
Like, there's some truth there.
Well, this is awesome. We are going to talk to Vernon much more in depth about the game, about everything going on with Vernon's life. If you are a patron at any level, you can listen to that episode. It will post today along with everything else that we're posting. And it'll be double length. Vernon, where do they go if they want to learn more about Dream Dads?
Dreamdaddy.biz.
Dreamdaddy.biz.
Which is an actual domain name that I bought.
Yeah, I would hope so since you're sending people there. Guys, we got a story sent in to us today by Catherine Tuck,
the Mighty Eagle.
Remember, you too can have a nickname that has nothing to do with who you are. I don't know. Maybe Catherine Tuck is a Mighty Eagle.
I think she's owning that now.
I think so, too. And I think you should. I will come up with a nickname that has that's completely at random for you if you send in enough stories as well. You can submit them to our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/wehaveconcerns, wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com, or the subreddit, which is wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. This story has to do with painful memories.
Oh.
Vernon, you're a sad boy.
Oh, all the time.
You're kind of fueled by it. You're kind of fueled by painful memories.
Literally, like the success of anything I do is inversely proportional to how happy I am. So the more sorrow you fill me with, the better output of creativity I have.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. You're in the right place then. You're going to have a great creative day.
Yeah. This is your room for this.
I think that you guys call it the anxiety chamber because I get that.
Yeah, just walking in, you kind of feel it.
Places and objects take on the characteristics of the person who inhabits them.
You know how like a dog looks like its owner eventually? So do rooms.
This study is kind of the eternal sunshine science put to reality.
Are we getting there? Are we doing it finally?
We're getting there. The erasure of painful memories.
What?
This is...
Like erasure albums?
Yeah. Erasure albums are wonderful.
Maybe. I agree. I'm a big fan. I was a big fan. It didn't work with the joke, but I'm a big fan.
Yeah. Love
I'll
erasure.
Try to discover!
Sound just like him. So this is the Montreal Neurological Institute and the hospital at McGill University. They work together to find this out. There's an enzyme in your brain. It's called PKM.
Mm-hmm.
And by electrically stimulating certain areas of mollusk brains, they found that they could erase separate memories.
Oh, they've done some fucked up shit to mollusks, and they don't want them to remember.
Here's my question.
That mollusk needs to forget what just happened here.
How do you know that you've cleanly erased a mollusk's memory?
Probably
like a specific memory.
They probably like have it do a thing, and then it does that thing over and over, and then they zap it, and now it can't do that thing, so maybe it can't remember how to do that thing. They did some fucked up shit to mollusks, and they don't want that mollusk to remember.
I feel like if you're a mollusk, you only know three things, and like if you take one thing away from a mollusk, you've taken away 33% of what makes that mollusk itself.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It feels a rough day for the mollusk.
It feels mean. It's not like me where like if you remove like where I left my keys, that's like there's no change.
Yeah. Well, I remove that on my own. I don't need anybody to actually zap anything for me to forget where I put my keys.
They say they do it by interfering with different molecules. They've identified molecular targets that are specific for associative and non-associative memory. So associative memory is a memory link learned from experience, such as you get mugged in a dark alley, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the associative memory is the link arising from that experience. So being in a city at nighttime makes you uneasy. Why? Because
you're the Batman.
Because you are the Batman. No, the Batman feels most at ease at night in a dark alley.
Man, I got Batman wrong and erasure wrong.
That's his operating table. Didn't you ever read The Dark Knight?
No, I was
He's
too...
He's a surgeon.
It's a surgeon.
And screaming about Republican ideals.
Yeah.
Loose inks. So they can remove... They think they can remove the non-associative stuff or the associative stuff. They think they could do either one.
What do you want?
What do you need? Hey, buddy, what are you looking to forget?
Middle school. All of middle school.
Of middle school?
No one has ever had a good middle school experience. Find me someone who had a great time in middle school.
But then you'll never remember any of the state capitals.
But great. Like
no, because you can leave my memory of the Animaniacs.
You can?
Yeah. You can erase
selectively,
school and leave the Animaniacs
song. I had like 4 years where all I did was watch the Animaniacs, evidently. Woke up, don't remember anything, Animaniacs, don't remember anything, and
can
then
I
next
tell you something?
Day...
Thanks to the magic of repressing memories, that is how I remember junior high. I basically remember just watching a lot of Animaniacs.
No, I was tired all the time. Nobody liked me. Middle school was rough, man.
Me too, man. Middle school, you're saying what grades? For me, it was junior high. But what grades are middle school for
grade
you?
Grade 6, 7th, and 8th.
6, 7, 8, yeah.
7 and 8 were the suicide fantasies for me and hating myself, yeah.
California is weird because it does the 7 and 8. A lot of other countries do the 7 and 8. I feel like the 7 and 8 is like more painful.
Oh, I did 7, 8, 9 as, and then went 9, 10, 11, 12 was high school. So 7, 8, 9 was, I was just saying
really?
Specifically.
Wait, there's no freshman in high school?
Freshman is 10th.
No, that's sophomore.
Yeah.
So what do they call it when you only do 10, 11, 12?
High school?
No, but what do they call each year?
High school. You start sophomore, junior, senior.
So we're a freshman.
I guess freshman is 9th, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what are you doing with 6th graders then? Are they just there to beat up on 5th graders?
Yeah, 6th graders are just there to beat up 5th graders. That's all they do.
I truly believe like middle school exists because like people should just be cordoned off for those 3 years while they figure it out. and then they're ready to reintegrate into society, like
but
grade
not
nine.
Together.
Yeah.
It's so weird. It's like, it's real battle royale to put everyone in the same, everyone going through the same shit in the same
place.
Oh,
absolutely.
I know how it's supposed to help.
That's why I don't want to remember it.
Yeah. I get how it's supposed to help, but they're like, there needs to be, you need to throw in some like cool 20-somethings in there.
You just know what to I mean? Show them a good time.
Yeah.
That's called camp.
No.
Those are camp counselors.
Those are camp counselors.
Yeah, you've just described camp.
Oh, but I hated camp too. So that doesn't work either.
Camp was a magical place where you could reinvent yourself for a week. That was the best thing about camp is
you only went to camp for a week?
Yeah. Camp was a week.
Yeah, science camp.
I went to a camp for a week.
Really?
But it was amazing. Mm-hmm. In that week, you could cram so much reinvention of yourself in.
Oh, well, there's no time to get caught in your lies either. Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, no, see, because day one, I got picked as a loser at camp.
Oh.
Like, it was that easy.
But let me ask you this, Vernon, because I had very similar experience. I really was a nerd back when nerd was a bad word. I felt awful about myself. Like I said, suicide fantasies. But I firmly believe that it made me who I am, and it made me resilient. It made me not care what people think. I wish that for my son. As painful as it was for me, I want my son to be a nerd, like a real, true, authentic nerd.
You don't want one of those soft boys that's never had any challenges.
Exactly. And I think if you chose to forget all of it, maybe you wouldn't be who you are.
There is that, yeah. But I don't know, man. Middle school sucked.
And there are those kids that had a mostly pleasant time growing up. Have you ever met somebody that had a mostly pleasant time?
Yeah.
I don't trust them.
They're useless people.
No. I mean, sometimes.
No, my wife had a mostly pleasant time and she's amazing.
Yeah.
And I don't understand it. She's like, no, I was, you know, people liked me. I liked people. It was all pretty good and nice and everything was great. And I'm still a decent, awesome human.
And yet your wife,
like, how is that possible?
Yeah. Your wife is still sympathetic. She's still empathetic. Yeah. She still gets stuff. She's well adjusted.
I don't understand it.
Pod people. Do you have any pictures of your wife before you met her? Do they exist?
What if she just is a creation from my imagination?
What if she did have a bad time in middle school and her memory got erased?
Maybe that's,
what if she repressed it?
Maybe she is just living a lie? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe she was even worse than us. I need this, Jeff.
I think things aren't bad for us because the stuff that people made fun of us about in middle school just turned into monetizable things when we got older.
Yes. We won.
But that doesn't happen for everyone.
No, but it happened for an entire generation
That's true.
Here's what I would do. I would use this tech in a much more self-serving way because I am a nerd. I would be like, oh man, I'm going to rewatch The Sixth Sense and blow my mind with that crazy twist again.
You would literally mess with your brain just to see a fucking Shyamalan movie again.
Yeah, because wow, that was such a cool moment. Or like the whole, you know, the whole run of The Shield. Just take that out so I can watch it again and just be amazed and delighted by it all over again.
Now that I think of it, I did have that twist, the Shyamalan twist. I had that ruined for me before I saw it.
See?
Yeah.
There you go.
I saw it late.
You could just literally have spoilers, and then right before you walk into a movie, they're just like, zip, zip, and you're like, oh, cool. And that's like a service that the AMC would give you.
No, that would put that technology in the hands of teenagers. That would put that technology in the hands of the same people that spit in my popcorn.
Well, that's
I don't want them to be able to erase my memory. Welcome,
that's
sir!
That's the plot of Eternal Sunshine, right? Yeah. Is those two teenagers are partying while he's like under, right? Remember? They're like jumping on the bed.
One of those teenagers is like Mark Ruffalo, dude. He wasn't a teenager.
No, it's
Elijah Wood is one.
Elijah Wood is one. What's her name? Spider-Man.
Oh, Kirsten Dunst. Yeah. They were like definitely in their mid-20s. They were definitely.
I don't think so. I think they were supposed to be real youngies.
But no, I would not want that. I would not want that at all.
I think it would be like D-Box, but better. You go in and you get zapped right before your movie, then you see your movie and you don't even worry because you saw the trailers
and
you're like,
soft baby in your ivory tower. This is not what this technology is for.
Right.
This is for genuinely traumatizing experiences.
Oh, that. But see, like getting a real big spoiler is kind of traumatizing.
Yeah, no, Dumbledore.
Yeah, you had a real hard time growing up. I can tell. Yeah, things were real bad for you.
Made me who I am, a person that cares a lot about spoilers.
There were a lot of movies spoiled for me, but never more than in junior high. I would walk down the hall wanting to kill myself because people would tell me how TV shows ended. My life was hard. No, I'm Jeff Cannata.
No, the truth is, Anthony, that because of my life in junior high, I retreated into my fantasy worlds and I put a lot more value into them than any human actually should because that's the only place where joy lived.
Sure.
Except
sure.
For-
This is a common story. Let me throw this at you though. What about people who have PTSD? Mm. Soldiers who saw terrible things, people who have been abused, or people who have gone through like really, really horrible physical trauma.
Yeah, I guess that's bad too.
Yeah, I guess it's bad too. It's not as bad as having the Sixth Sense ruined for you.
Right. Right. You can speak to that, right, Vernon?
Well, really, like, just why would you hang your hat? Like your movie hat on the one thing that can be spoiled so easily. That's what bothered me so much. Like, that's what bothered me so much about Shyamalan movies, is that they can be spoiled in one sentence, man.
Right.
That's the trick. Even if you erase a spoiler for a Shyamalan movie, you're gonna get 15 minutes into that movie the next time you see it, and even though it's like the first time, you're gonna be like, oh,
I don't know, man. My mind was blown when I first saw that movie.
I will be fair. I saw that movie late. It wasn't spoiled for me, but I somehow saw Fight Club before that movie.
Right. Mm.
And so because I saw Fight Club before that movie, I was like, I see what's going on here.
Yeah. That's like when Seven and The Usual Suspects came out at the same time. And it
welcome
was like,
to the Slash Film Pack.
It's like, Spacey is real. There's something up with Spacey.
Here's the problem, guys.
What's the problem?
Negative memories are stronger than positive memories.
Don't have to tell me that, huh?
Negative memories have a tighter hold. They are more instantly accessible. They have stronger connections in your brain. By trying to remove memories, it's actually easier to remove nice memories than it is to remove painful memories.
Anthony, you know that's an anime plot line. Like, you know that we're about to write this anime.
You know that we're about to make this film.
Dark Boy?
You know that we're about to do it.
We just made Dark Boy, who has all his positive memories removed and becomes super powerful and wants to destroy all the evil because he's Dark Boy.
Jeff's only seen Akira. When you talk about anime, Jeff goes, Akira?
True.
Okay, but yeah, like, so it's like Akira, but like Fantastic Voyage.
Right, but also there's like a little paprika in there.
Tiny bit, yeah.
Tiny bit of paprika, I think.
For flavor?
Flavor.
Nice.
The other thing is they don't know how much they can target a very specific memory. So the two things that we have going on with this technology are, number one, easier to remove happier times and sad times. Number two, there will be collateral memory damage.
Isn't that exactly what you don't want? That's exactly the whole headline is, we can remove specific memories, also other non-specific memories.
Going back to middle school, I will say that like 6th, 7th, 8th.
Which I do multiple times a day in my head. When is this technology happening?
6th, 7th, and 8th grade was terrible, but I also will say that 5th grade and 9th grade also sucked. So like, if I could lose, like, yeah, there's your padding.
Side.
Yeah.
There's some padding. Don't worry. I don't think that's how it works.
I think it's more along the lines of like, okay, I just want to get rid of painful school memories, but also like cool after school happy memories, hanging out with friends.
Yeah.
Those may disappear.
I ran cross country. It wasn't fun. It wasn't a fun or happy time.
It's fine. It's fine if I forget running cross country. It's all fine. I'm telling you, remove these
years.
Just
take out 4 solid years of my life.
Oh, God.
I honestly do believe when I think back, if somebody reminded me of these of my junior high memories, they would probably come flooding back or something like that. But I have honestly successfully compartmentalized and removed a lot of these memories on my own.
Well, that's the kind of the funny thing about this story, and really any science fiction tale about memories, where you like see the movie, you know, you see it in visual detail about the memory. Memory is going to just leave on their own. Memories, yeah. Mostly, I mean, there's very traumatic things like PTSD that stick in there and are really a problem. And then this, you know, this actually could be helpful to people. But just the day-to-day memories, they're doing this on their own.
Yeah.
They're excusing themselves.
Memories are constantly changing and disappearing no matter what. Like, that's something we've talked about all the time. Just the act of recalling something changes the memory in your head. Like, that's been proven by a ton of studies. The other thing I wonder about is, okay, you remove this memory that's at the core of PTSD, but years of PTSD will literally change the connections and the wiring of a brain. So if you remove the cause,
you still have a
brain that's wired for anxiety, but maybe you don't know why anymore.
I forgot the traumatic episode, but I remember being really freaked out a bunch of times in my life, and I don't know why I was.
I don't know why, but no restaurants with fish forks. cannot recall why, but if you take me to a restaurant with a fucking fish fork, I swear I will lose my shit.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
That's a problem. That's a problem. All the weird associations that you make.
When you can't explain it.
Yeah.
So maybe they get rid of, you know, maybe they do get rid of junior high, but junior high is so far back.
But now
there.
Anytime you hear a state capital, you're like freaking out. You're like, I don't know why. I don't know this.
Montpelier.
Anytime somebody reminds you of fanny packs and or slap bracelets, you go into the fetal position, but you can't figure out why.
You have no idea what they are.
If they put this up for public testing, this is the question at the end of all of the episodes that we do kind of about this. Is there a memory you would erase? Would you volunteer? In all seriousness.
No, I don't think so. I mean, there are things that I lived through that I wish that I hadn't, but I don't want to not remember that I lived through them. Again, the most useful use for this would be honestly re-enjoying things. I think that would be fun. I'm not being facetious.
No,
I know.
I just don't want to. I don't want to mess with my brain to re-enjoy something. Like, I feel like, I don't know. That's danger. That's danger. I
guess.
Know. That's danger. How about you, Vernon?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't, man. I wouldn't. All the memories sort of like make me who I am. And for better or for worse, I enjoy the sort of adult that I've grown into. And like, I wouldn't want to go back and try to sort of, I suppose, try to revise that.
Yeah. So.
The thing that I would want, honestly, is the fucking opposite of this. I want to zap my brain and be hyper memory guy where I can remember details of everything from when I was a kid.
Yeah.
That would be so much more interesting to like not forget memories and have things crystallized. And again, with all sensitivity to people that actually had traumatic episodes, I understand how this could be useful to them. But for me and for people that haven't really gone through that kind of trauma, I honestly think it would be more useful to get like a jolt of hyper remember.
Yeah, I don't think I would do it. There are definitely, you know, we've talked a little bit about like some, you know, everybody's been through some shit.
Sure.
But I don't think I've been through anything terrible enough that warrants it. But I would like to see them continue down this path and see if it's more viable for people who have had trauma than, you know, long-term psychotherapy or medication. God, it would be great if this could get a lot of people off of like medications that are not particularly great.
Yeah.
But it would also be better if the medications were better. I don't know. What do you guys think about this? Would you use it? You can let us know on Twitter. I'm at A. Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And I'm at Vernon Shaw. But go to dreamdaddy.biz.
We're going to do that in a second, Dick Brain.
Yeah,
come on, man.
He wants to forget you said that.
We'll hashtag a dream daddy just so Vernon gets his his marketing in.
It's going to be weird when people talk about things they want to forget and then hashtag dream daddy.
Sort through that.
It was awful.
Molly McIsaac of White Hair PR. Vernon did this to you.
Love you, Molly.
Also, if you want to chat about this episode with other concerned citizens, you can do so at our Facebook group. That's facebook.com/group/wehaveconcerns or the subreddit, wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. Hey, by the way, Clash of Concerns is still going. We are sifting through all of our past episodes to find the greatest ones. There's a new batch of episodes every week to vote on. Just go to wehaveconcerns.com and scroll down the main page to Clash of Concerns and help us find the best episodes ever made.